Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly. Let's open up the PC workshop now with Martin Howe from IT Know How on the Crescent. We're going to revisit one of the good old fashioned ones that we do and bring it around time and time again. And there is a good reason for doing this, isn't there? And that's talking about and reminding people to back things up.
Correct. Because I'm fed up with saying it. Why do people not do this, Darren? Why do people not do this? We have already had this year a number of people come in with failed laptops, and you ask the same question each time, have you got a backup? And they're looking at us like, I've been meaning to do it. and of course, in meaning to do it, they've now presented us, they've now made their problem our problem. You will be able to get the files back, won't you? I've got all my daughter's wedding on there. You will. And it's like... If only, yeah, but I've been meaning to do it. And you think, oh. So, prompted to do this again by virtue of these couple of these things happening recently. And also, now I'm just going to ask, Darren's dad has a problem with his computer at the moment. So I'm going to ask a question, yes. Darren. How does your dad back up?
Dad has got an external hard drive that right. He backs everything up. He's very anal about that sort of thing.
Good. That's fine.
I think.
Okay.
No. He's very good.
And how do you back up?
I generally back up to the cloud more so than sticking external hard drives into and out of.
And what services do you use for that purpose?
Primarily Dropbox.
Okay.
Good. Google Drive occasionally. So Dropbox.
So all of your documents that when it goes file, save as, and it comes up and says documents folder, you immediately change it and put it into Dropbox.
Not immediately.
Yeah. No. So in the event of disaster, theft, fire, or otherwise, you could be looking there going, where's that report I did? Where's the minutes for that meeting? And where are?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh. Okay. All right. Okay. So we found a couple of weaknesses there. We found a couple of good intentions and everything else. What I thought I would do, I would just talk about how I back up. Now, this is going to sound completely over the top, but I'm going to tell you how I back up. Now, so I have a computer at home. I actually have three drives in that computer. I have a C drive where Windows lives. I have a D drive where the data lives. And I have an E drive, which is a copy of D, in so much as at 6 o'clock every evening, a very simple program runs a copy of whatever is on D and puts it onto E. So basically, it copies anything new and any changes. And there are quite obviously days when it does absolutely nothing because it just runs and goes through it. That piece of software I use for that is free. Each week I then bring down an external drive from my secret hiding place, which I can't tell you about or else I'd have to kill you, and I plug that in and I run the same bit of software, a different process from it, as it were, a different option, as it were, and I back up from my D drive to my external drive so that I now have nothing connected to the computer, and it's in a separate part of the house, so in the event of issues otherwise, etc., I have three copies now of the data, D, E, and a copy on the external drive. I also have an off-site backup, which I use for my personal documents and my pictures. So I have that. I use a program called Carbonite. That does it automatically. As soon as I add anything to the computer, it automatically starts backing it up. So as I copy photographs off my camera onto the computer, invariably, because I do tend to end up taking lots of photographs, as I think we all do when you've got a digital camera, I'll go somewhere, take 100 photographs. Before I finished copying the 100 photographs onto the computer, it's already started backing up those photographs. So I've got those. That costs me $60 a year. Gives me complete peace of mind because I know all my photographs and all my important documents are safe. I also have a Microsoft OneDrive account, which I use for storing and sharing items associated with those various societies that we've talked about that I'm involved with in the past. I have a Google Drive account, which I actually use to save the documents on my laptop, which then synchronizes with the computer again. Again, cloud-based backup. These both come to me by virtue of having free email accounts, and I have 15 gigabytes of storage with each. I also have, as you do, Darren, a Dropbox account, which is used for storing stuff with IT know-how. That's on my PC, my laptop, and again, synchronizes with the office as well. As I mentioned at the start, you're going to think that was a bit over the top, really.
Just slightly. However, it does mean that you're perfectly safe in the knowledge that you will have everything when
exactly.
you need it.
Exactly. Now, I won't lose. I mean, to me, losing photographs is you know, that'd just be the end of the world. Now, I do have a lot of these photographs printed off, and they're all in albums, so that people can look at them, because, of course, people take digital photographs nowadays. They live on a computer, and nobody ever sees them anymore. So I do get them printed off. So I do have printed copies of these photographs, but, as I said, if take the worst case scenario and my whole house burnt down and I lost everything in my house, I still have all my photographs in the cloud, all digitized and everything else. So that's a positive aspect. As far as video and music, that again is stuff I've paid for. It's come from various different sources over quite a long period. So some of the accounts that it was purchased from, I no longer have access to. So again, it just saves me having to rebuy that stuff and keep that. So as I say, it's just one of those things. I'm practicing what I preach. And as I say, none of these things are necessarily complicated. I use every opportunity of backup to make sure that I've got everything. As listeners to this show, you don't have to do everything. Just do something. Just take one of these options. And if you're not sure, companies like IT Know How can help you, can give you guidance and can point you in the right direction for what you need. So I'm just going to finish by saying, please, 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 back up.
And if you'd like to post and share or listen again to this advice, you can do by picking up the link at our website, which is tonefm.co.uk.